This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Where does it say in the Bible that you are the final word on everything in your life? You're not, and neither am I. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Somebody told me at the first service that what I said about this verse helped them more than anything else in the message. I found that intriguing. Here's what I said about it. To acknowledge the Lord in all your ways means to acknowledge the Lord in every facet of your life. Think about the different facets of your life. If you're married, you have a marriage relationship. If you're a parent, you have children, obviously. You have a relationship with your parents. You have a work relationship. You have educational relationships. And the list goes on, and those are the different ways of your life. And the proverb writer says, in all those avenues, in all those ways, those venues, you acknowledge the Lord. And here's what happens that most people don't get. When you acknowledge the Lord in your marriage, I think the Lord says, oh, bless your marriage. When you acknowledge the Lord in your career, I think the Lord says, I'll bless that career. When you acknowledge your relationship with the Lord, with your children and your parents, the Lord does something in that and through that. Why? Because you've acknowledged the Lord in all your ways and things start happening in those different ways of life. I think that's why that person said that blessed me more than anything else to know that. And you know what else that told me? That maybe they hadn't been acknowledging the Lord in all their ways. They may have been acknowledging the Lord in a couple of ways. Lord, we got health issues. We hope you'll be with us. The Lord wants me to be interested in what He's doing in every aspect of my life. That's what it means to acknowledge Him in all your ways. Verse 7 says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. I want to talk about that for a minute. To fear the Lord and shun evil. Fear the Lord means to have reverence for Him. To fear the Lord is an acknowledgement of God's power in your life. That's what it means to fear the Lord. It doesn't mean to cringe in fear, like a cowering child in the corner of a room. It means to reverence the Lord and acknowledge who He is. To shun evil, the best way to illustrate to shun evil is to talk about it personally. Some of you, you don't have to raise your hand, but some of you are shunning someone in your life right now. There's somebody that when they walk in the room, you turn this way. When they establish eye contact with you, you look the other way. It's called shunning. Families do it all the time. If you haven't discovered that, guess what? That's what happens in families. People shun one another. People shun one another at work. People shun one another at school. I won't have anything to do with him or her. And all I'm saying is this. You know what the word shun means. Now apply it to evil. When evil walks into the room, you say, I'm not going to have anything to do with that. Temptation comes into my life or your life. You say, I'm going to shun evil because that's the biblical mandate in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, to fear the Lord and to shun evil. That gave a whole new meaning to me to realize that shunning evil is the same thing we do when we shun people. We turn away. That's what shunning means. You turn away from someone. That's the literal meaning of the word shunning. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. You've heard me read that before at stewardship time. Then your barns will be filled with overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. We're to have a relationship with the Lord that involves every part of us, including the area of wealth. Money Magazine years ago did a survey to determine that Americans are a greedy bunch of people, which is interesting. Proverbs 15 will say this, a man who is greedy for gain brings trouble on his house. Isn't that interesting?
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.